it'll catch you by surprise. It's your choice now and you know. And as you feel your breath is short, it's breaking your will, reading your mind. This is your own demise. Now it feels like I'm 6 feet on the ground. The ceiling's caving in, the walls are falling down. All around me I'm 6 feet on the ground. So suffocated it feels like I'm buried alive. Just when you think you'd be okay, when you feel your body shake. All around you so cold, it's drinking your soul. And so you break into a panic, no control. Till the stakes pay the toll. So helpless and scared, you just can't be prepared. But that is his goal. And it feels like I'm 6 feet on the ground. The ceiling's caving in, the walls are falling down. All around me I'm 6 feet on the ground.
This thing on? Day 37. To whom it may concern, my name is Thomas, and I'm 46 years old. I've decided to record this in the hopes that if I die unceremoniously and get horribly devoured, that someone will find this when this is all over and remember me. It's been just over a month since the outbreak, and every day gets a little worse. More people turn, fires start, car alarms sound. It's a nightmare. 47 days ago, a commercial drug company released a weight loss pill so potent it released a pound a day. In less than 2 days, they'd sold 1 million bottles of the stuff. In another week, everyone who had taken it died. The next day, they woke up and, they wanted to eat. Day 39. Sorry for the delay, but I had to move. No one knew what had happened, but suddenly the dead were walking around, feeding on the living, changing them. Lots of people died in those first 3 days. Hundreds of thousands of people being devoured and dismembered by the corpses of their loved ones and neighbors. I was lucky enough to be alone at home when they wandered into the streets. My wife, however, was not.
Whoa, whoa. I never thought I'd see before the night. But I saw with my own eyes, I swear I've seen them come alive. They dug themselves right up right from the grave. And now the world will never be the same. No emotion left behind those rotting eyes. No hope inside them, sympathize alone. Survive, I want you to know that I'm trying.
Day 45. It's been days since I had sleep or rest. I've been moving constantly. The flesh eaters need no sleep. They don't tire. They're not afraid of anything. I won't pretend to be some action hero who walks into a disaster with a dark past and a shotgun and rights the world's wrongs. I'm so terrified, I sit awake at night clutching my gun and not daring to breathe. But there has to be some way to cure this, otherwise this is the end of the world. The world can't really end, can it? Everything they tell you about the human race adapting, and we wipe ourselves out, taking a shortcut. The world can't end, can it? Day 46. Food is becoming scarce. Whatever didn't go bad was taken by scavengers in the first few days. Everything that's left is hidden in empty houses and surrounded by those things. These days, the best thing you can hope for is to find someone dead in their house with a stockpile. I know that sounds terrible, but the more things like this happen, the less it bothers me. Is that bad? Am I losing my humanity? Listen to me talking to a goddamn tape recorder to satiate the last bit of sanity or humanity I have left.
Stand back, keep away, and I'm not giving up until today.
49. The days are getting longer. I'm not sure if it's the season or just my head, but the days are getting longer and... What was that? I stumbled onto a gas station last night and I've holed up in it. No sign of owners or employees, but it's been so long. No one stayed put and survived. Did you hear that? God, I'll have heard that. Zombies don't scream. Oh, God, no. Oh, God! What did I do? It was dark, you couldn't see anything. She was groaning. God damn it! I'm no better than one of those goddamn monsters!
God, what happened here? It's on.
don't wanna live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't wanna live my life again.
Day 75. We're running out of food, and I don't know where there's gonna be water. There's blood everywhere, and...
Already there in the room. but yeah, she's dressed to kill. Long legs, tights, good and high heels. Man, she gets a hold, she gonna give you a feel. You better watch yourself, kiddo, the girl's a black widow. She's dressed to possess your heart like all the rest. But don't listen to what she says. She gonna rip that heart right out of your chest. She's gonna devastate you. Your mind, your soul, she'll take to her. When she gets you with a voodoo, there ain't no way you're gonna live through. So you can leave her alone, make you leave your happy, oh, oh, oh. You try to rid her from your mind, you can try, but boy, you're fine. She gone way too deep inside, yeah. She gonna leave her little black heart broken, all alone in a cold sweat. So you want to kill your dreams, but now what she seems, cause now you're finding out. She gonna get inside your head. You're gonna wish you were dead. You're gonna wish you were. You just can't get her from your mind. Black.